Jhené and Gola Jr., the podcast.
And it seems to happen all too often around these parts here. And we're going to pray it happens again today, because why not? It makes life more interesting. It's Jhené and Gola Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Gola Jr., Jhené Egbuamoke. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests going to join us on the show. Penzo Performance Line. And we got some great ones today to help us out, Jhené. We got the Masters going on still right now after, of course, 2020 would send a rain delay to Augusta this morning to kick things off. But we got Tiger near the top of the leaderboard. We got plenty to get into with Thursday Night Football coming up in a little bit. And, Jhené, I'm glad we reverse-engineered NBA free agency, because you and I sat here the other day and said, now, this might be a good year to just breeze on past this portion of the calendar. And Russell Westbrook, James Harden, and the Houston Rockets have become our saviors.
I mean, everything's bigger and better when it comes to Texas and our teams, especially. We've learned this with the Cowboys, and we're now learning this with drama and the Rockets. But I'm sorry, I have to stop this whole program. I wish we had like a sound. I'm pretty sure Cliff has it. You went and tried to copy my entire background for your shot from home today. And I saw that you spent the first, like, first of all, in the most total dude man fashion, it's like, oh, you worried about your background last. Like, this is meticulously crafted here behind me. I mean, we've got books, we've got basketballs. We even have today bling. We have real life bling that I was gifted from a cool brand. And yeah, I don't know if, you know, I can get some.
You realize very quickly I probably shouldn't be just throwing this up here. And you're breaking everything at home right now, trying to stun on me just because I'm doing this for one day right now. Look, I had some stuff I had to take care of at home, and so I decided, you know what, I will do the show from the home studio that I have set up today. And yeah, I did the guy thing. I have like three rooms in my house that still aren't decorated. I've lived here for 4 years. That is how I operate. But you almost just broke stuff trying to make fun of me, and that is the whole focus of this segment now.
That is true, but still, I mean, I do respect your background. You have a lot of shoes, and I feel like it balances out by the shoes you have up there and what I just showed the camera, which was an Adidas brand bling out. But yeah, so I saw your attempt. It's okay. You tried to copy me. Mine was done way better, but hey, the A is there for the effort.
The A is there for effort all around. Jhené and Gola Jr., you can roast our backgrounds if you're watching us on ESPN Plus right now. And chime in at Jhené, at Mike Gola Jr. on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. We're reminding you, be a part of Jhené and Gola Jr. Nation on that Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. ESPN Nation's presented by Dr. Pepper. College football season's heating up, and so is your favorite Dr. Pepper-loving college football town, Fansville. Head to a store near you. Treat your inner college football fan to an ice-cold 20-ounce Dr. Pepper today. And so, Jhené, now that you're done roasting me for my background, because it's not going to change. Now, we're good. We are settled. We are locked in here. And that is the last thing on earth we can say at this point about what's going on in Houston. So, Jhené, between yesterday and today, has anything changed in your mind about what we might be able to expect with the Houston Rockets retaining their disgruntled superstars, reportedly, in James Harden and Russell Westbrook?
If you asked me this exactly 21 hours ago when our show ended and we're like, okay, like this is news, I would have said no, like nothing's happening. And then right after that, which I said 21 hours, the news broke that Russell Westbrook wants out of Houston, making sure his discontent is known. Now I'm a little more worried. I think that there's still a chance for the Rockets to stay in the sense that Russ stays, James stays, and doesn't sort of force their way out. We're hearing a lot of, I guess you can say, the signs of neglect. And that doesn't mean these things are sure bets. But what I see is a situation in which these star players wanted to be consulted on the future of their franchise, because we had a guy in Daryl Morey that was the former GM, now current GM, or is it like president of basketball? One of those titles.
It's one of those czar titles that lets you know that you're in charge of what goes on.
You're in charge, but you don't have the position because that's Elton Brand. Yeah, one of those things. Like, we're two tag teaming now. You have someone who had complete 100% ownership of the vision of the Rockets, in the sense like, we're not going to be, well, it's ironically the 76ers that are going to go through this long process and draft and hope that these stars still like each other enough to still compete, even though they didn't compete in the Sixers, which is why I'm now here to fix that. Like, we're not going to be them. We're going to actually take stabs and swings at championships every year by really, you know, changing the way we see this, the game, even with analytics and shooting threes and forgetting defense and getting rid of our bigs. So you lost that vision. Then you also lose your coach who enacted that vision, in Coach Mike D'Antoni, in the sense that he saw the writing on the wall. He did a really classy gesture of writing, like, I think it was in the newspaper, like, thank you to Houston, which was kind of really cool. And so did Daryl Morey. But I guess the big picture here is there was a vacuum. There was an absence of power. And who has the power in those moments? It's the Stars, and who did they forget for a while to consult, especially with this transition, as we're hearing it from other voices? It's those Stars, and now you're seeing the power that they have, and it's now looking like the Rockets probably need a new direction.
It's going to be interesting to see how they find that new direction and who's at the helm of it. Who gets to make those decisions? Because we talked so much about Tillman Fertitta the other day. Of course, Tillman Fertitta, the Rockets owner, and someone who we said is aggressive, is going to come in and swing haymakers to try and win, because I'm sure watching what went on in the Western Conference this year as the Lakers built this back up quickly has to be a little bit unnerving. But is he going to be the one making that decision ultimately, or is someone going to force his hand? Kendrick Perkins, the author of Tillman Fertitta and one of our great ESPN NBA analysts, was talking about why Russell Westbrook may actually be the one trying to push what goes on here first.
Russell Westbrook got ahead of the curve and got him two life jackets. Not one, but two. That's why he's requesting a trade. Russell Westbrook and James Harden both wanted Ty Lue as their coach. When the Rockets failed to get that done, that's when communication went all out the window. From my understanding, from a reliable source, that James Harden hasn't been talking with the organization for the last 2 weeks, haven't been picking up anybody phone calls. Same with Russell Westbrook. No communication there except for last night when he told him he wanted to be out. Now, here's the thing. Russell Westbrook is a guy that never jumps the gun like this. This is not Russell Westbrook. He always stays private. He never comes out public and requests a trade like this, the matter that he did last night. So that goes to show me that the sources that been telling me that James Harden could possibly be joining the Brooklyn Nets with KD and Kyrie Irving or going to the Philadelphia 76ers have some truth behind it.
So that's interesting, Sinead, to consider the future of both of these guys individually. And our ESPN NBA front office insider, Amin El Hassan, is going to join us later on the show to kind of break down what the best case scenario looks like for these guys. But coming up next, I want to ask you that question, because we've talked about them as a duo for so long now since they've been together in Houston. What do they look like when you strip them down to just their parts? We'll get to that next. It's Chinay Ngola Jr. here on ESPN Radio.
Chinay Ngola Jr., the podcast.
Guys, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Oh, gosh.
Chinay Ngola Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Ngola Jr., Chinay Ngumike. And it's time for straight talk. Like, that's the line that you give your parents in these situations here. Your parents used to give you when you messed up and you did something they told you not to.
We're going to find out now.
And we are going to find out now. Because we doubted NBA free agency and we doubted the NBA offseason, and it came through and is already delivered. Like, we haven't even gotten to the Giannis tangent stuff yet, and yet the Houston Rockets alone with their two superstars are now putting us in a position where we can come out here and obsess over what they're going to do and where they might fit. As we've seen the reports, Adrian Wojnarowski, Tim McMahon, both came out with that great piece talking about the Rocket Stars disgruntled. And PJ Tucker's been in on it. He seems to be disenfranchised with his contract because he's got to go down and bang with seven-footers all the time while he just wants to build up his sneaker collection. So I can understand everyone's feelings in this, Janae, but it begs the question, when looking at James Harden and Russell Westbrook, I suspect there'd be a pretty robust market for James Harden. I don't know what to do with Russell Westbrook at this point in his career, Janae.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest challenge here, because anybody, I think James would probably be at the point, especially because I think he's 31 and Russell Westbrook's 32. So James at the point where, you know, you go through 30. How was your 30th birthday? Like, what did you go through any manifestations in your head? Like when that happened?
30 was pretty cool. 31 this year was a bit more of like a COVID driven existential crisis. But I'm sure there could be some of that baked in for these guys.
You're right. We at least had like a very normal birthday on the show. Everything else was still COVID after that. But, you know, you have these ideas of like, all right, this might be the time where I really, really need to hunker down on winning this championship. And I think this is a point where James Harden probably is like, okay, if it's not going to happen now here through this system, I need to find, he might be open. Like, his ears might be opening to actually potentially leaving in a way where I think James sort of could have probably seen himself staying in Houston. Like, from all that I know in the Houston streets, whatever, like he seems to like it, you know, there. He's comfortable there. But now there's been a lot of change. And so now you have James Harden on one side sort of potentially listening to offers. And that's sort of preempted by you know, the guy who authored Tillman for Tito, which was hilarious. You know, now Russ is inserting himself into the conversation because he knows his tag teammate and James Harden is, it might be doing the same. When Russ gets centered in this, like, James is good. Like, everyone will want to add that as a piece that, you know, and he'd go to a place, I think, where he'd be not necessarily the primary focus, but, like, a big part of the focus. And I think that's because they want to win a championship. That's Philly. That's potentially Brooklyn, as Perk was saying. Russ is completely different because, you know, we even said this in the show notes before, you know, the show pre-production meeting. He's sort of polarizing in the sense of how he plays the game. He is ferocious. 32 years old, I said the 23 games leading into the pandemic break, he was averaging like 32, 8, and 8. He was playing his best basketball. But once that, you know, once we all got back in the bubble, it just, some players couldn't pick that up. They couldn't get that feel. Russ is one of those players that needs the feel of the ball, needs the rhythm. He doesn't need a break. Like, he's, what is it? All gas, no breaks. Isn't that how we say it, Cliff and Billy?
All turbo held down on the joystick at all times.
Yeah, so when you have this extended break in the middle of the season, I was not surprised to see him struggle. The same way that Giannis needs the feel of the ball. The Bucks had this amazing rhythm as the best, you know, most wins in the NBA. So to have that break, those two really, I sort of knew, I was like, oh, these type of guys, Giannis and Russ, might struggle more than we even expect. So big picture here, Russ still has a lot of gas in the tank, but the difference is that his game has some limitations that make him hard to play with in the sense that he doesn't stretch the floor at, you know, the point guard position. So I can see a place that needs a boost in a superstar, but maybe not necessarily on their team to win a title, because that's a high risk, high reward scenario when it comes to Russ. While James, I feel like the reward is there once you add him to a piece where he can actually have superstars he can play with.
Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. It's Chinay Gold Jr. here on ESPN Radio. And Chinay, I think I agree with you and both of these guys. And I'm glad you brought up like the age analogy here, because they were in a relationship and all of a sudden James Harden might be realizing, I want kids. And he's not sure if Russell Westbrook is going to be the one to get him over the line in that spot, right? Like, he's looking around at this situation like, all right, this guy knows how to do things one way. And Russ has made it abundantly clear, it sounds like, behind the scenes, that he's not going to take a backseat to anybody. And, Chinay, I remember watching during the NBA playoffs this last year, and I remember watching the Houston Rockets and looking up and going, I can't remember in my basketball watching lifetime, and maybe I'm being short-sighted here, watching someone who recently won an MVP and saying, this man is a full-blown liability for them late in the game because he cannot shoot, he's not playing adequate defense, and worse than that, he's not recognizing that, and he's taking shots away from the players who should be taking them. And this has become a common thread going back to OKC with Kevin Durant at that time, and now here in this instance with James Harden. And so I feel like, looking around at that, if you're a team who's a serious contender, unless Russ is all of a sudden going to have this come to Jesus moment that I don't think is there, that's a dangerous thing to bring into your locker room.
Yeah, and that's a tall task to ask, you know, like, hey, I want out. Like, okay, that's cute, but let's be real here. He has two more years left on his current deal with a $41.3 million hit next season and $44.2 million hit in 2021-2022, as well as a $47 million player option. That's his age 34 season. So, like, that is a big investment to sort of demand by expressing your discontent, you know, in your own locker room. But everything you just said, that was a perfect analogy. I absolutely love that. Because there are times when players want to decide, do I want to pursue this championship? We saw Anthony Davis make that same decision and sort of risk it all. And someone co-signed that. And that someone being LeBron James and getting everybody and their mama to New Orleans to make this happen so that we could pursue a championship. That happened at age 26 or 27 for AD. So imagine, like we said, this age factor. 31 and 32 for these guys. James has done everything. He really has. Scoring title, MVPs. He's done everything except this. Russ has done everything too. There was a point where he was on top of the league a couple years ago. I think it was back-to-back MVP, you know, averaging triple-doubles in ways that we never thought would ever happen. He was on top too. But you're right. This is the recognition point in which James might actually realize, if there's no long-term vision here for me to actually get this done, why not listen to other offers? But this all comes back to this idea here that you just brought up, and I have to ask you, if we're talking about them, do you want kids? You're 31 now. What's your answer?
Yeah, I do. That's
now?
Wow.
That's, oh, okay.
I mean,
okay.
Not right now. Like, you find the right person. I don't know. Like, I'd always thought that, like, I would find someone who's willing to spend too much time with me and then work from there to see on that. But yeah, it'd be cool.
if people are having this realization now, it's like, is this a subliminal? Like, oh, now you're ready. Oh, you are at home today. So, yeah. You're getting it right and ready.
This isn't me sending any sort of message right now. Jay Williams, co-host of Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin, talking about possible landing spots
He's
for Harden and Westbrook.
I think both will probably be moved somewhere else in return for assets. And think about everything. First year on the job for Stephen Silas, you have Russell Westbrook, James Harden have came out pretty much through their agents and said, look, we're not happy here. What are we doing? You have things like PJ Tucker, who's irate about his contract. You have Daniel House. You have Evan Gordon. Austin Rivers, all dissatisfied with their roles. Former players describing this franchise as problematic. I think Daryl Morey is trying to make moves to get James Harden to Philadelphia. I've been hearing rumors about, hey, can we do a swap from Ben Simmons to James Harden and Russell Westbrook? I know people here want to hear about that. I think the Knicks are going to try to make a move in return for assets for Russell Westbrook.
Okay. Oh, the most Knicks thing possible in this instance.
I was like, we could have left that last part out.
And the Knicks, if we're going to keep the relationship thing up going, are the same person who's been dating the guy wearing the leather jacket for years and have not learned yet.
Yeah.
That all of a sudden, that leather jacket and motorcycle, they're staying. Those aren't going to phase out eventually. You're not going to change him.
Yeah, that's a fact. I learned that during my recent free agency segment the last few months. But I'm laughing. I'm laughing at producer Shannon's face because we talk about the Knicks and Shannon actually had hope. He had real hope. He's like, maybe we will get Russ. Like, this could be real. And yeah. I just shut it down so quickly. So I'm sorry, Shannon, that I didn't say that more politely. But I'm even happier now because you're talking about everybody and kids. And I want to have kids too. You know, I'm one of four. I want four, maybe more. Yeah, run away now. So I had to ask you, and now I'm glad to see you sweat.
Coming up next, we'll see if my mom calls in to ask me why I'm not dating anyone at the moment, because I'm sure this conversation is triggering with her. And if that doesn't happen, we might have to check in Augusta, Georgia to find out if Tiger Woods can hold this pattern going into the weekend. We will get to all of that, hopefully more to the latter part, after this word from Mercedes-Benz Vans. If you ever wonder how far an extra mile really goes, drive to a Mercedes-Benz van and find out. Start with a network of over 250 authorized dealerships backed by a sales force that's ready to help you with everything from customization to service. On vans like the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter that's tailored to your lifestyle. And with options like Blind Spot Assist and MBUX voice command technology for directions, weather, and more. So whether you're enjoying life on the trail or working hard on the job, see how far an extra mile can really go by taking the first step into an authorized Mercedes-Benz van dealership today. Now, with IRS Section 179, businesses could be eligible for up to a $25,900 tax deduction. That's up to $5,439 in tax savings. Options and model availability may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Some equipment described is optional. $5,439 tax savings based on a 21% federal tax rate and eligibility to claim the full $25,900 Section 179 vehicle deduction. Your tax rate and eligibility may vary. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits apply. Visit mbvans.com. Offer valid through December 31st, 2020. Back after this, it's Chinay Angola Jr.
Jhené and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Everyone having fun in Augusta this weekend. College game day. Heading down this weekend. Going to see everybody down there. Herbie, Fowler, and the whole group hanging out. Excuse me, Herbie and Reese down there. I'm sure Fowler will find his way somewhere around the course there. Chhené and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Chhené Egwumike. Certainly excited to see that. Two iconic, really, I mean, visuals clashing together. The college game day desk, what that means to American Saturdays, and certainly what we're seeing right now at the Masters, Chhené. It is the best possible outcome in this, because I know, I'm somewhat of a golf fan. I know you're a casual golf fan like a lot of us here. We all speak the universal language of Tiger Woods today, right? Like,
oh, yes.
We're looking around seeing if we're going to get red on Sunday at this point.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I already said it yesterday. Stanford, the whole red came from my school. I know you're proud of your school. I don't know what you're wearing today. I can't remember, but I know you started the day in a Notre Dame zip-up. But yeah, proud of that. All came from the farm. It's that championship red, the cardinal red, okay?
Well, I'll tell you the unique situation that we're in with this right now, Chhené, because what we've got here is I saw this on Michael Eve's Twitter feed, who are hoping to get him now, get an update from what's going on in Augusta. All right, we've got Michael there. This is good because we've got to talk plenty of Tiger stuff. We've got to talk one of the bigger disappointments, I think, of the early portion of the day. But first, Michael, I got to ask, in the most 2020 fashion possible, and Michael Eve joins us now on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. You can see him all over SportsCenter here on ESPN, as well as tapping into one of his great loves in golf. And Michael, I'm curious, in 2020 fashion, we had a rain-delayed start to the Masters here. How has that affected what we've seen so far earlier in the day, a rain-soaked course at Augusta?
Well, to be frank, I mean, it was absolutely expected, right? Because 2020's got everything jacked up, so why not jack up the first round of the Masters here in November, where it's not supposed to be played anyway? But you know what it really did? Mike, it made the course easier, quite honestly, because it was always going to be a little soft, we thought, based on some of the rain we had earlier in the week. But that rain this morning made the greens very, very soft. You saw guys, you know, hitting a lot of flags normally they probably wouldn't have been as aggressive with because of firmer conditions. And so that's why you see so many guys under par, and including Paul Casey, who shot a smooth 65, 7-under, to take a two-shot lead. They've made the course, even though it's longer, for these level players, it was still easier.
That I love that word, smooth, because anytime I think of you, Michael Eaves, that's the word that comes to mind. Smooth. SportsCenter anchor. He's also live at the Masters here on Chenango Jr. Now, could you just tell us, because I don't know if you heard me a little bit earlier. Obviously, I'm biased when it comes to Tiger Woods wanting to see him win and perform like he did last year.
Stanford, I wonder why.
Yeah, I know. So can you just give me an update, please? What did Tiger look like day one?
He looked smooth. Like smoother than a fresh jar of Skippy. He looked smooth, like the dude going to the VIP to order his four bottles. Like, he was like nothing was sweating him today. And he said 68 was probably the highest score he could have shot today because he had everything going. He was hitting well off the tee. His approach shots, for the most part, were solid. He was rolling the ball very well. I mean, this was one of the easier stress-free rounds we've seen from Tiger Woods in quite some time. I mean, he was a bogey-free 68. Typically, that's not something he's done in majors in quite some time. So, again, like, I don't know how much smoother he could have been out there today. And considering how erratic he was playing coming in, he couldn't have asked for a better start to this tournament. This is the lowest first round he's ever shot here at the Masters. 68, the lowest he's ever shot in the first round.
And I saw the retweet from Justin Ray on your timeline. Tiger Woods bogey-free opening rounds in majors. The 2000 U.S. Open, he won by 15. The 2000 Open, he won by 8. The 2009 PGA, he came in second place. And now this would be the fourth crack at that. Michael, do you think from what you saw there, obviously the concern with Tiger is always durability and going into these long weekends. Will his body hold up over time? Where he's at, and you mentioned the difference in the calendar year for a course he knows well. What's the talk around there about Tiger and how he's feeling overall coming into this weekend?
I mean, I walked about 3.5 holes with him today, and he was moving fine. He was swinging through the ball fine. And, you know, we've never been here in November for the Masters, right? And so you didn't quite know what to expect in terms of weather. But, yo, it is warm out here. It is humid out here. And for a guy who has a history with back issues, getting loose can be a concern sometimes when you're starting off earlier in the morning, but that was not a concern because of the rain delay. He started later in the day, but again, it was 78 degrees when we got to the golf course at 6 o'clock this morning. So warm, humid, those were ideal conditions for an old guy with a bad back, which Tiger is right now on the PGA Tour. So in terms of, you know, his physical issues, Mike, I don't think he's going to be any of those throughout the weekend because it's supposed to be warm and humid all weekend long.
I wanted to guard expectations, and now I'm shedding them slowly but surely. Chinay Ngola Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golick Jr., Chinay Agwumike. We're talking to Michael Eve, SportsCenter anchor, with us down covering the Masters at Augusta. And, Michael, you talk about smooth for Tiger Woods, smooth across the board down there. It didn't start that way for Bryson DeChambeau, who is coming into this. Everyone talking about how he's going to beat the hell out of this course and he's going to go long all over this. What went wrong for him, especially early on in this round?
He had a couple squirrely drives to start his round, and he could have posted a huge number today as a result. I mean, his second tee shot of the day on number 11 went so far left, they thought it could have been lost. He had to hit a provisional. Luckily for him, he found it, made an incredible par. And then a bad tee shot on 13, which is a par 5, which, you know, he says that he should be able to attack all of these par 5s. Next thing you know, his second shot from the pine straw goes over the green. He's up into the azalea bush with no bloom, barely found it. In time, you only get 3 minutes to find it, has to take a drop, ends up making a 7, which is hadn't made a double bogey on a par five since 2016 in a major, which is unheard of for him, especially for a guy who hits it as far as he does. So he was real close to putting a stupid number on the board, but he battled back. And to get to minus 270 today, I know it won't look as great considering the expectations, but, yo, that was a damn good 70 based on how it started, what it could have been.
Now, Eves, we don't have much time left, but has anyone impressed you at the Masters that we're not talking about?
Yeah, 62-year-old Larry Mize. So back in 1987, he had one of the most famous shots in the Masters when he chipped in on a number 11 in a playoff to beat Greg Norman. He's 62 years old. He's hitting a drive, you know, less than Golic hits it, like less than 250 off the tee. And he shot a 2-under 70 today. That by far is one of the most impressive things I've seen at this tournament in the 4 years I've been coming here.
It's a beautiful thing. We love to see those kind of performances, and we're certainly going to have all eyes on Tiger Woods, Bryson, and the rest of the field as they get ready to attack this course. Michael, we appreciate the time.
Thanks,
and the insight, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, see you guys all weekend. Be good.
Absolutely. Michael Eaves going to get to enjoy walking the course down there at Augusta all weekend
long. That was a flex.
It was absolutely was a good reminder there. I thought I was in great shape right now because I had a bag of chips with the Masters logo on it here at the house, but he's promptly put us in our place.
Yeah, you have a bag of chips, and I have a bag of grapes or a box of grapes.
Is that the refrigerator? Did you take the panel out of your refrigerator and just fill it with grapes?
Yeah, maybe. Is that a problem?
I've never seen anyone remove that and use it as a serving bowl before.
I think it's cultural. I just heard from Cliff, and I think it's cultural.
Really? What a troll. Like, listen, a lot of us black folks definitely be doing that.
I think that's what I'm asking here. So this is like, I know Jalen and Jacoby always play cultural or regional, and this seems to be decidedly cultural.
100%. And the laugh you heard that was cackling in the back was Billy and Billy cosign. Oh my God, I lost a bit of grape.
Definitely did cosign for sure. That was me.
There's a lot of cosign, and there are grapes flying everywhere right now. We need to calm down. No, scrap that. You know what? We're not even going to calm down. We're going to keep this going because coming up next, Chinee has been out of pocket all day long, lashing out at all of us right now, and we've recognized that it's a cry for help. Coming up next, we'll tell you one NBA star that may be giving us those same signs, and we need to notice and listen. We'll get to that next, and we'll book it. It's Chinee and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio.
Chinee and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Chinee and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Chinee Agwemeke, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. And Chinee, you have been busy lashing out at everyone today during the breaks. It has made it pretty tough around here. I don't know if you're like having you and the grapes over there in your bucket from the fridge. And so I want to give you an outlet for all of this, all right? I want to give you a place to direct this energy. We're going to play Book It around here in a second. For anybody that doesn't know or doesn't understand the game, we are going to provide spicy takes. If you like that take and you want to co-sign it, you're going to shout Book It after the fact. And if you don't, you won't, and we'll move on. So, Chinee, are you good to go here?
I'm good. I feel like we're a family here. And, you know, you heard the show intro. Sometimes I say things and I forget I'm on air. I have to just be honest here. I tested the waters with free agency, you know, personally, and I may have tested it again today. So that's what drove me crazy. Plus, I'm having caramel macchiato. So two bad signs.
So this
I'm on my future tip today. Like, I'm not Drake today. I'm future. Russell Wilson and Sierra. I'm future today.
Oh no. Well, now that we have isolated what's going on here, and now that we've said it out loud, we can start moving through this. And so, Cliff, let's play some Book It.
All right, guys, Book It. You know the drill. You add Book It to any of your hot take. It's a hot take multiplier. It allows you to feel like Stephen A. Smith, if only for a moment.
You can book it.
Put it in the books.
You know what time it is. It's Book It time, damn it.
I'm still saying no.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance twice. Progressive celebrating 8 years of donating cars to veterans in need. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. Laughing at me, Shannon, set me up like that with the typo in this one. I see what's going on around here. So now I have to ask, because I don't have faith in Chinee, who is out here in her full-on future mode, testing personal free agency, eating grapes. Shannon sabotaging me there. Billy, you're manning the helm of Book It today. Do you understand the premise of this? Are we going to be good here?
No, for sure. I'm good. I got y'all. I got you, Mike. Believe in me, bro. Believe in me.
Are you really limped? You really limped into that one, Billy, right now. I have learned that from past failures here. So we're going to try this anyway. Again, Billy's going to lob us spicy takes. If we like it, we book it. If we don't, we won't. Fun sounders along the way. Billy, what do we got first?
All right, Mike.
Put in the books.
All right, Mike. Let's start off with you. James Harden and Russell Westbrook will never win a title. Are you booking it?
I am going to book this at this point.
Put in the books!
Chiney, I'm sorry, and it doesn't have to necessarily mean it's not going to happen in Houston. I just feel like Houston has made it very clear. You know what, Chiney? We've talked about this in terms of relationship. When someone tells you who they are, listen. And I feel like that's what the Rockets are telling their two stars right now, and they're saying in return. So why don't we all listen here?
You're really trying to like make me go crazy. You're really trying to really make me go – okay, I'm not going to book this at all. Not
damn
like my Houston
that.
Bias or anything. The idea here is that 31 and 32, there's still plenty of time. These two guys are MVPs. They've been MVPs. So they can contribute to any team they're on, whether they're on my Rockets or not. So I am still thinking that James, at the end of the day, a lot of people say, you've done everything. You're going to hear that for 5-6 more years. And in that time, he's going to find the landing spot, whether it's Houston or beyond, that will win him a championship. So I am absolutely, unequivocally, never, ever, ever, ever going to book this.
Really?
Wow. Tough crowd around
here. Sorry. Wow. Wow. I'm really
no, listen.
Feelings.
I'm sorry. Say, I can understand it. Billy, save us from ourselves.
All right, Chiney.
I'm
let's
working
start,
through things.
Chiney, let's start off with you. I know you're working through some things, but we're going to start off with you. So Victor Oladipo has allegedly said he's okay with playing in New York and playing for the Knicks. Asking to play for the Knicks, is that a cry for help? Are you booking it?
Victor's you have to think about this one?
Come on.
I plead the fifth. Victor's my friend. Go
Victor.
Oh, like,
Victor's
wow. one of my closest friends on this planet. And
well,
so,
all right, so perfect. Like, can you text him and ask if he's okay? Because we're seeing reports that he was asking during games if he could,
right
if
now.
Other teams would want
he's
to.
Fine.
Would let
he's,
him go
Victor's
play.
Victor's fine.
Chiney, I believe that for the other teams mentioned, but the Knicks? Like, the Knicks, India. Listen, I went to school in Indiana. I have a lot of pride in the Hoosier State, and I appreciate what that place is. It can't be as bad as what's going on in the Garden right now. It just can't be.
Again, I plead the fifth out of my dear friendship with Victor Oladipo. I'm going to be the person that will not, you know, say anything to incriminate my people, unless it's you.
Chiney and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Chiney Agumake in full 1-2-3-4-5th mode right now on ESPN Radio. Billy, what do we got next?
All right, Mike, we're starting off with you. Now, this is close and dear to my heart, and I will judge you based upon both of your answers.
Are you wilding?
Is Nick Foles better than Carson Wentz? I'm holding both of you accountable.
No, I'm not going to book this
no,
right
sir.
Now.
No, sir. No.
And, Billy, I hope I know what side of the street you're living on here right now, because I know a lot of people have been critical of Carson Wentz during this season, who, again, we need to start looking at this Eagles franchise and the way they take care of bodies as a whole, because you cannot consistently be this injured and expect me to just believe that you're constantly this unlucky in these situations. But I look at this and say, Nick Foles, who I understand why the city of Philadelphia loves, is also a quarterback that is prompting the Bears to ask the question, should we see Mitchell Trubisky more on the field this year? And I just don't feel like we can then put them in the same category as this looks. Nick Foles is able to do things in a limited amount of time that were great. But in the long run, no, I still look at Carson Wentz, who's been in this situation, is conditioned to do too much, and say that's the guy.
And I love the way you brought that up, because that, you know, we tend to forget that Carson Wentz is actually, like, he's overcame a lot of the issues that they're currently in the sense of health, right? Like, this is a guy who understands that better than anyone else. And I think when we compare these things, we're like, oh, man, he's really struggling. That's where we forget that ceiling. He's at, what, 16 turnovers on the year compared to Foles is 7, and I think that's what we confuse on. But I'm still going with you. Like, the ceiling that is there, and especially if he had the pieces around him, I feel like we'd have a different. Aren't they still should I go there? Still leading the NFC East? Or no? Is that appropriate?
We're winning!
I mean, I was going to say, that's not a contest anymore.
Should be the playoffs. Playoffs are the playoffs.
The playoffs.
Hey, say it again.
Playoffs are the playoffs.
All right, let's sneak one more in here, Billy.
All right, so Tiger will finish ahead of Bryson DeChambeau this weekend at the Masters. Are you booking it, Mike?
I appreciate
booking
you.
It. With my bias. Booking it with my bias.
You can book it.
You know what? I'll book it with my hope and joy on this one today, because a weekend of Tiger Woods alive on Sunday at the Masters is a win for everybody involved in this.
I feel so much better after all of this, guys.
You feel like I've said, was that a good outlet for you? You feel a little bit lighter now and we can work through this?
Yes.
All right, because coming up next, we're going to go back into the problems that are ailing your Houston Rockets team and find out from one of our experts if they can fix what's going on.
Why?